are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Inbounds pass goes to Lillard. He wheels, he fires, trying to draw a foul. He misses by 5 feet. This ball game is over. After the abject humiliation and embarrassment of a 46-point loss 2 nights ago in Atlanta, the Sacramento Kings come home, face the Portland Trail Blazers, who entered the night two games over 500, and they get the win, 86-82. So the Trail Blazers, who lost by 4 in Sacramento last night, get the win by 12 tonight at 102-90 is your final score. The Kings have now lost 9 straight times in this building. They have lost 15 of 17 in this building. And their record against the Trail Blazers as the Sacramento Kings in the regular season is now 11-57 in 68 games. None of those numbers will impress anybody.
Well, we hope everybody had a great weekend. Welcome into Locked On Kings, a brand new week of podcasts here on the Locked On Network. And we encourage you to check out the entirety of the network, all the NBA teams, Locked On Fantasy, Locked On NBA, and then certainly NFL, Raiders, Niners, any team you're looking for in the NFL. It's all there on the entirety of the Locked On Network. But we do thank you for joining me, Jason Ross, here on Locked On Kings. The Kings, as you heard the highlights coming in, had a win on Friday over the Blazers, a loss on Saturday to the Blazers. That one was in Portland. So a home win, a road loss, more competitive in the road loss, and a good home court win. That's 3 in a row at home. And the Kings, the week ahead, have a busy week of home games. Tonight at home against the Denver Nuggets, Wednesday at home against the Lakers. They got the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday and Friday, and then back at home again Saturday against the Clippers. So a 3 home game week. 4 of the next 5 will be at home for Sacramento. So let's look back, though, at the weekend that was for the Sacramento Kings. And it started with Friday night, the home game against the Blazers. And the last time we saw the Kings play before that, we were questioning. I was as critical as I can ever remember being in this team. I personally think it's the worst game I had seen them play in the 20-plus years I've covered the team. And I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment and how we felt. But historically, it kind of matched up. The 6th worst loss. Just no fire, no passion, no desire, no effort, no energy, just nothing. There was no buzz, no feel for the game. And the Kings got embarrassed. And I had tried to say maybe the only thing that you could find as a possible silver lining is by losing by that much, you knew they were going to come out with a better focus, a better edge, a chip on their shoulders. And I think that's exactly what they did Friday in front of the home crowd. And the home crowd appreciated it. They just wanted to see some fight. The Kings showed the fight. And they did some good things. I mean, it was a struggle. It was a battle. It was a grinder on Friday against the Blazers. We saw a change to the starting lineup. De'Aaron Fox went into the starting lineup. Started with George Hill, Zach Randolph, Scalabissiere, who hasn't been playing a lot, went into the starting lineup, and joined Garrett Temple. So that moved a couple of guys to the bench, Bogdan Bogdanovic and Willie Cauley-Stein, who moved to the bench. Willie had started every game the previous 14, the only guy in the team to start every game, but he came off the bench. And Willie did some good things. I mean, there were a lot of good things that the Kings did in that game. Defensively, they were sharp. They were focused. They hit big shots at the end. De'Aaron Fox hit a big shot that they needed, and they closed out a good team. And so Sacramento, after that game, stopped the 3-game losing streak, won at home. They had won 3 straight games at home, and so I thought one of the great quotes in the post game was Dave Yeager, the coach of the Kings, says, well, you know, the sky is not falling, despite what everybody says. Over the last 6 games, the Kings were 3-3, and that he's exactly right. I mean, I do this every day. We all get caught up in the moment, the immediacy of what we last seen, but sometimes you do have to pull back, stretch back, look back at the season, and that's what we're talking about when you're trying to find growth. When you're inside and you see this team play poorly, lose so badly to Atlanta, it is falling. This guy's falling. The team is terrible. That's how we all feel. Well, then they beat Portland, and you go, all right, you beat Portland. You lost the 3 games in the road trip, but you won the 2 prior on home. That's 3-3. We take 500 basketball the rest of the way for the Sacramento Kings. We all would. So I don't know that it's going to last like that, but the point being, through a 6-game stretch, they had won 3, lost 3. And then they followed it up with Saturday night's loss, so it's 3-4. But what can they do when they get back at home? They won 3 in a row at home. That's what you want to do with a young team, is find a way to start winning home court games and then try to be more competitive on the road. The Kings haven't been that competitive on the road. When they did lose to the Blazers on Saturday night, that was 9th straight loss on the road. Ninth straight loss in Portland. 15 of the last 17 in Portland they've lost, and 11 of their last 57 or 11 of their total 57 games in Portland they've won. That's it. 11-40. What's that? 11-46, I guess, in Portland lifetime as the Sacramento Kings. So a good game on Friday, a tougher one on Saturday, all to be expected. But I kind of want to focus on the shift of the lineup. The other thing I should point out is on Friday night's win, Buddy Hield left the game, injured his ankle, rolled it, did not travel with the team Saturday to Portland. So he was out. That was another kind of consistent score that the Kings missed on Saturday. Also with the roster juggling, what we've seen lately is that two point guard starting lineup of George Hill and De'Aaron Fox has opened up some minutes for Frank Mason. I personally like that. I like seeing Frank Mason play. I think he contributes. I think he helps this team. I think he does good things by and large. The one thing we've seen over the last two games, the guy that's kind of been on the odd man out has been Justin Jackson. I don't fully understand that. I know they've been trying to give Malachi a little run, but I think Justin Jackson can play. I like Justin Jackson, and I think he deserves minutes. And it's just going to get a little more convoluted when Vince Carter comes back. He's been out for a while battling with kidney stones, which certainly is no fun, no fun at all. But I think I'm going to, instead of kind of doing highlight recaps, I'm going to focus in on one player over the last couple of games, and it's a guy that I think can help this team a lot if he plays like this consistently, and it's Willie Cauley-Stein. Willie had an impressive double-double in the win on Friday, and I thought bounced back with another good game on Saturday, was the team's leading scorer with 18 points and 9 rebounds, doing this off the bench. And I think Willie Cauley-Stein contributed some positive momentum for him and for the team on Friday and Saturday.
Heels on the left wing in three-point range. Eludes one defender, a little teardrop runner off the window. No good. Put back Cauley-Stein. Willie Cauley-Stein letting the game come to him. Gets two offensive rebound putbacks for second chance points. Willie now has 6 points. Kings lead 31-23. To the left wing, Cauley-Stein facing up. Will he shoot it? He puts it on the floor. He drives, spins left. Nice reach, and he scores the basket. And he was fouled. A three-point opportunity for Willie Cauley-Stein will lead us to a timeout. That's a good, strong move off the bounce by Willie Cauley-Stein. Here comes Mason challenging Leonard. Wild dump-out pass to Bogdanovich. To Cauley-Stein. He'll try for three. Willie Cauley-Stein knocks down the triple. That makes it 85-71. The Kings had missed their last five three-point shots, last six, until Willie knocked that one down. Fox in the lane, runner no good. Put back, Willie Cauley-Stein coming from the right wing. He's matched his season scoring high. He now has 21 points. And he'll get an offensive rebound credit. He's one board away from a double-double. Bogdanovich rolls left, frees up, sets up an alley-oop, and Cauley-Stein converts. Nice assist from Bogdanovich. I was about to chastise him for being selfish and not shooting a wide open about 14-footer just inside the free throw line, but he had great vision and he saw Willie was going to be open down low right.
All right, now I just want you to hear what Willie had to say post-game, because he's always an interesting soundbite, has a lot of things to say. First off, I'm going to start with his reaction Friday at Golden 1 Center after the win, in which he was very strong off the bench.
That's what this league's about. If we can defend like that, you know we're gonna be hell to play against because we're so young and active. So if we can keep on, you know, continue to talk to each other and just build this kind of bond, you know, between everybody like we're doing, and play with that heart and that effort. It's we're gonna be in games.
That kind of the identity you guys want to have, basically say we're young, where we can run, and we want to be held on the defensive end, just cause.
I mean, that's
cause.
What we gotta be. Being this young, we have to be that pesky. They're not going away. You know, they're not going away. They're gonna keep on coming back, even if we down. You know, we're still playing hard. Like, you know, the games that we play like that, you know, we look really well. And then the games where we kind of just let teams do whatever they want, you know, you get beat by 40.
How good did it feel to finish the game with that huge rebound and then get the one free throw to go in to seal the deal?
Yeah, part of the game. It's really, you know, it's fun playing like that. It's fun when the ball's going in. It's fun when everybody's, you know, doing well, and it makes your job easy.
Did you feel free to go crash the boards and just, it looked like you just had more space?
I felt free, period. Both offensively, defensively, you know, I'm quarterbacking on the defense, I'm getting to make plays on offense. So, like, and I just feel liberated. I feel like, you know, it's unlocking. It's, you know, it's just every game I just unlock a different skill or a different look that, you know, I bring to the next game. So it can only really go up from here, just building on this game and coming out with that aggressiveness and that pace and that, you know, just kind of letting the game come to you, chilling, but you being real aggressive. That's, you know, that's how you assert yourself in the league.
All right, now here's Willie post-game Saturday night. Again, Willie on Saturday night was the Kings' leading scorer, had 18, had 9 boards, so another near double-double, played 32 minutes. He's a part of what is the 8th different starting lineup this team has had already in 16 games. But here's Willie in Portland after the Kings' loss on Saturday.
You know, it's always tough to play on a back-to-back, so I feel like, you know, we gave everything that we had left over from last night. We played 4 quarters for the most part. You know, in our case, I think turnovers kind of played a big part in for them getting ahead of us. And then us being tired, you know, a lot of us shot short, but we had some really damn good looks. And balls just wasn't falling tonight for us. But, you know, I like where we're headed. I like how, you know, our energy level's higher, you know, our effort's high. So it's going to be fun moving on from here.
It's difficult to play the same team within, you know, 24 hours of the game. Do you think what was the biggest difference? Was it about an adjustment, or was it really just about, you know, shots not falling, legs being tired?
No, that's a big part of it. That's like a playoff little feel right there. You know, you play, you go back, make an adjustment. Boom, they did that, and then we gotta, you know, try to figure out what we did last night to keep on, you know, the same path. You know, you get a W out of it, so you're not trying to change, you know, too dramatically, but you're just trying to be, you know, make sure you're engaged to their adjustment. And you know, they brought Myers Leonard in, kind of spread out, you know, where we couldn't just pack in the lane and they can drive and kick. So that was their adjustment. And for the most part, I feel like we did a really good job. But you know, they had some big shots that went in, but even good defense. And you know, with us, you know, shots just wasn't falling. So, you know, it's tough on those type of nights. But, you know, us still pulling them. So I think it's the biggest thing.
You had a season high last night against them, and then you followed up tonight with another very strong performance. Is the difference really just kind of the lineup you're playing in and who you're playing alongside, or is it a matchup that favors you here?
I mean, there's a lot of variables to it. I think I'm just, you know, figuring it out, for one. You know, like, each game I kind of, like, was getting a little more comfortable putting the ball on the ground. Like, tonight, yeah, I shot a lot of jumpers, you know, it's getting a lot comfortable. And then just making the game slow down and kind of just reading what's going on and driving, kicking, screening, and rolling and stuff like that. So, you know, for me, that was the biggest thing, is just playing and, like, not thinking about it and just playing. So each game gets a little more, like, subconscious of what's going on.
So, again, Willie Cauley-Stein is a guy to me that is curious. He hits his first career three-pointer Saturday night. I personally think Willie can be a rim runner, a guy that scores a little bit. I don't want to diminish his overall skill set, but I think has a higher opinion of it than maybe I do. And if he keeps playing like this, maybe I'll have to change my mind on that. But I like him as a guy that takes a certain amount of shots. I don't think he's taking too many shots. I don't see him as a ball dominant guy. But the closer his jump shots are, I feel better about that. I like him attacking. I like him being aggressive. I like him crashing the boards, flying to the rim. I think that's the stuff that best suits him, best suits the team. Certainly defensively, and when he's getting the rebounds, that is going to help this team too. So if he can find that niche off the bench, we've seen Buddy kind of get into a comfortable role off the bench. But for whatever reason, there's too many nights where the starters aren't getting comfortable. On Saturday night, for example, Scal and Garrett started. They went a combined 0 for 17 and didn't score. And Zach didn't score, Zach Randolph, Zebo, on Friday. So the Kings are running into too many games where the starters just aren't contributing enough points. But also do want to hear from the coach. This will be after Saturday night's game in Portland, in which the Kings lost to the Blazers 102-90.
Sure. You know, I'm really, really proud of our team because Last night was an emotional game for us after coming off of a tough road trip for us. We played really, really hard last night, and we played with some extra emotion that, you know, you'll get only certain times throughout the course of an 82-game season. And they're a good team. I have so much respect for them, and we've played against them for years and years in the playoffs in Memphis and had a lot of battles. And tonight we played hard again, you know, and we didn't miss left or right or long. We missed short, and those guys made some tough shots. And hats off to them. You know, Damian and CJ are just a tough guard. Their bigs got involved with Nurkic, and then Myers Leonard was a big, you know, X factor in the game, stepping out and hitting a couple threes. And when that happens, you get a little gun shy about how much you can press up on Lillard and McCollum. And so he got away from us, and then they got a little more space, and they do what they do, which is they make shots. And you know, I got so much respect for them, and I'm proud of our guys, and we'll take a well-deserved day off tomorrow.
You guys had almost 20 more shot attempts than Portland did, and it looked like you were getting good looks, but maybe just things weren't falling, like you said. Are you happy with what you were seeing out of your offense, the looks you were getting?
Yes and no. I think it's a great learning tool. I mean, we were, I think, 6 for 23 in the paint in the first half, and then in the second half, then we were much better. We were 13 for 21. So that's positive. Just trying to get by people clean, make somebody help. We felt like they did a great job collapsing in the first half, and that we had some opportunities to get some kickouts. We only attempted, I think, 7 threes in the first half. That there's some guys open, and that's just part of the process of learning. Sometimes you can get in too deep, you know, to get it moving. But guys are seeing some things, and they're recognizing things that they didn't realize in the first 10 games. Guys grabbing each other, go, hey, you can do this. I'll help you get that, and we can cover this. And they're a tough team to play against. Not a lot of teams run as much movement and flares and rescreens and those kinds of things. So it's good for our guys.
You've had a couple guys the last couple nights that struggled. It was Scal and Zebo. Last night, tonight, it was Garrett and Scal, especially Scal, who you're given an opportunity to get some playing time with that starting unit. What do you say to somebody that's just struggling from the floor? Do you like the looks he's getting? Is there a little bit too much pressure he's putting on himself, maybe?
No, I think he's doing good. It's tough going straight up against frontline guys, you know, and so we've rotated some guys in there, and sometimes you can take some hits for the team in taking those minutes, try to hold it down, come in with a different group and get some different energy. And I thought he got good looks. I think all five of his shots, four of his first five shots, were all within 5 feet. You know, good solid jump hook, strong moves. He also did a great job. He had 2 blocks coming over from the weak side in the first half, so that was very encouraging. We continue to play that hard for longer, you know, periods of time.
Well, the one thing Dave Yeager is going to have to try to figure out about this team, they got a little bit more competitive performance in Portland against the Blazers. So the road competition level is better, because they haven't solved it, but it was better. Too many lapses, though, where they got outscored in basically every quarter, but just couldn't close the gap, lose 102-90 on Saturday night. But the shooting of this team, Coach Yeager knew they were going to have trouble rebounding. He knew they were going to have trouble scoring, but shooting consistently. This team on Saturday night had their 5th game of the year in which they shot below 40%. You are just not going to win games when you do that. Kings 0-5 when they shoot below 40%. So it was the 5th time they did it. They lost all 5 games, and you're just asking to be perfect everywhere else. The Kings played winning basketball as far as the turnovers go on Saturday. Turned it over 11 times. You can win a game that way. Got rebounded by 8. Didn't get to the foul line enough. It's just you're asking too much. And the night they beat Portland, Kings shot a little bit better, but they kept the Blazers way under their normal shooting percentage. So they're going to have to defend, find a few hot guys, and just grind out some of these games. And certainly the role players pay better at home, and we'll see if they can do that when they get back at home tonight, Wednesday, and Saturday. So thank you so much for listening to another edition of Locked On Kings. We'll recap tomorrow's game against the Nuggets. Coach Malone comes back into town. Paul Millsap, first time the Kings see him, at least in this building. They played him early in the season, and that was just a dreadful game in Denver. So hopefully the Kings will play the Nuggets better, but with Jokic and the backcourt, that's getting a little bit better. Denver's done some nice things, so we'll see how the Kings fare tonight against the Nuggets, and we'll recap it all for tomorrow's podcast. So thank you so much for listening and for beginning another week of shows here on Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.